What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Time now for the last break of the day. Steve Harvey, it's a good Tuesday today.
It was a good
nephew.
One.
Yeah. What you got? Closing remarks?
It was good. Keep our coworkers in your prayers, just Shirley and Junior. Just remember that. In my closing, let me say this. And this is something that I'm currently dealing with. And I know a lot of people. Matter of fact, I don't know nobody who's not dealing with it. You know when you've been praying about something and you've prayed about it for a long time, and it's something you've wanted and hoped for, and it's been a long time. And sometimes you get to the point where you want to go, hey, God, are you listening? I said, this is what I want. This is what I need. You know, the part that you have to understand, especially if you've been in contact with him on a regular, and even if you just started back with him, or you're starting up with him now, God knows what we need before we ask. But the part that we got to get to is to trust in the timing that he has. Now, this is a tough thing to do, y'all, because God's timing has never, ever been my timing. Ever. I look back on all of the things I've asked for, and I found out that the answer was no. And I think about, man, how disappointed I was. Let me tell you something. I was about 20, 27. Hadn't got into comedy yet. I interviewed with an insurance company. And I won't say the name of the insurance company, but my boy had got me the interview. The man I interviewed with, his name was either Roy Foster or Ray Foster. And I had been through about 4 or 5 interviews, and this was my final interview. And man, I was so excited. This was around in 84, 85, somewhere like that. And I was so excited, man. I knew I was going to get this job. And I went to the interview, and the man told me, you know, this is our final interview, and I just have one concern. I'm looking at your record, and it looks like you've moved 4 times over the last 6 years. And for that just doesn't symbolize stability. He said, you want to explain that? And I just told him, I said, man, I had a couple of things happen. I had to move. My lease went up. I moved again. I had the twins, and I had to move to get a bigger place. He said, yeah. Well, all that says to me is instability. We're sorry, we won't be hiring you at that time. And so I got in my 72 Chevy, and I drove out the parking lot, and I was heartbroken because, man, I wanted that job so bad. And I swung around on the freeway, and I was driving past the big sign of the insurance company as I had made that U-turn and looped it, and tears was just rolling down my face. I felt so disappointed at that moment, man. God, you know I need this job. I'm trying to take care of these kids. And he said, no. Do you know what? Had I gotten that job at all, guess what? I probably wouldn't have got into comedy. Because that would have been the career path I thought that I really wanted. And God said, no, I'm not going to do that. So the answer is no. And as I look back over my life, I can think of so many times that the answer to my prayer has been no. And if it had been yes, what I was praying for, my outcome would have been totally different. There's no way I would be where I am today had he answered the prayer the way I wanted it to. So as I sit here today, or you sitting here today, and you've been asking for something over and over, and I feel like I've been asking for something over and over, could it be possible that the answer is no? And usually when God tells me no, it's because he has a better plan. It has always worked that way, man. It's crazy. Hey, you know what? Suppose you had stayed with that person that you had prayed for. Suppose you had stayed with that person that you really thought was this, that, or the other. And you stayed with them. Would you be where you are today? No, probably not. Had you stayed there, had they not left you, would you have been able to find who you have now? Probably not. If you had stayed on that job that you had, would you be in the position that you in now? Probably not. Or maybe it still ain't just worked itself completely out yet. Y'all, you got to keep waking up and understanding that when God wakes you up, it's a clear sign that he ain't through with you yet. So why don't you see what the process is? Quit complaining all the time when it don't go your way. Sometimes your way ain't really the best way. I've had to discover that. As smart as I think I am, I've really made some dumb decisions. I really have, man. I done walked myself into some crazy situations. So now, I'm really just learning to trust. Trust in his steps as he's ordering of mine, because I ask him to order my steps, and trust in his timing. And ask God to let your plans to prosper me, let them come true. That's the best way to live. If you can do that, man, you release a lot of pressure from yourself. Because you're trying to figure out which way to go when God clearly has a path for you that's already designed. Why don't you talk to God about that? Ask God, what would he have for you to do today? Ask God to order your steps today. Ask God to give you peace of mind and direction. And ask God for the strength to just stand the test and trust in his timing. God's timing is different, but it's usually way, way better. Those are my closing remarks today. Have a good one today, y'all. Hey, listen. Talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you, okay? All right, do that. Y'all stay in peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.